Good morning, GWA. This is Good Girl 1980, answering Texan Guy's deep, goofy, and a little sexy questionnaire. Okay, so let's have a look what we've got here and what I'm going to be asked. Do spelling mistakes annoy you? Yeah, sometimes. Yes, they do. It depends on the mistake, but there are some that do bug me, and grammar mistakes as well. I think somebody before mentioned the different ways you can spell your or there or to, and yeah, that gives me a bit of a twitch if people get those wrong. That does bug me. Number two, if you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? It really depends on what else I've been doing. If I need a break, I take a break, and in those circumstances it makes me feel great. You know, when I need to just switch off and do nothing and chill and lie in bed and watch bad TV, then that's fine with me. But there are some days when you think that that's a good idea and then you do that, or maybe you do it for a bit too long, maybe you should have maybe done it for like an hour and you do it for the whole day, and then you just feel like, you just get cabin fever and you feel like you need some fresh air. And obviously if you've got a lot of stuff to do and you do that, then you just feel guilty and stressed because you haven't done anything. So yeah, but there are days when I can quite happily do nothing for an entire day. That's totally reasonable. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often or good things happening more often? Well, I have to say I'm in a really good place at the moment. I'm feeling very fortunate, and good and interesting things are happening quite a lot. So I'm fine with both, really, but I think for the wider world in general, I think we need a few more good things, don't we, at the moment? There's a lot of shit happening, people. yeah, more good things would be great. I think that the world has been interesting enough recently. more good things, please. Okay, how often, if ever, do you meditate? Not as often as I should. I had about 18 months of going to a weekly meditation class with a friend of mine, and that was really good. I learned a lot and it was really helpful. And we stopped when we felt like we'd got as much out of it as we could. But as you do, we thought, oh, well, we'll do it. We'll keep meditating anyway. And then you don't, or you forget, or you do it a bit, but not enough. There's that great quote, isn't there, that you should meditate for at least 20 minutes a day. Unless you're too busy, in which case you should meditate for an hour. And I think that's a very fair point. If you feel like you don't have time to meditate, then you really need to stop and meditate, even just for a short while. So yes, not as much as I should, and I will try to remember to do it more. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social, communicative, etc.? Well, I'm going to talk about this in terms of what I value in a partner, but I would say logical, because I feel like emotional and social and communicative intelligence, I feel like those are probably more my skill set, but logic and analysis, not so much. So I do value having someone in my life who has those as their strengths, because I need someone who can think like that, and I find that I can be part of quite a good team with someone who thinks like that. I think too much emotion, too much communication can maybe be too much. A bit of logic goes a long way. How often would you say that you daydream? Well, a lot more now that I'm on GWA. you people keep giving me all kinds of things to think about, don't you? Yeah, a lot more now. yes, thank you. Thank you all. which of these two is more romantic, arousing to you, and why? Kissing, making love in Paris, kissing, making love in a tent in the woods. Okay, well, this is, I can't really make that choice with, as though I have no information because I have kissed and made love in Paris and it was fantastic. So that one, I had a very good time in Paris not that long ago, and yes, it was excellent. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. Depends how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling sexy, then I like to be the little spoon because I love snuggling my butt into people and having them be able to reach all the parts of me that want to be reached. So being the little spoon is very good for sexy times. But if I'm feeling anxious, then I actually really like to be the big spoon, particularly if the other person is bigger than me, because I really like to just have something big and warm against my tummy and just be able to snuggle my tummy into somebody's back. I really like that. And I know, Texan guy, that you said you sleep holding your pillow like that, and I totally get that. I think that's very comforting. What's your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific kind of sex, etc.? I think I used to think it was a specific kind of sex. Like, there was a difference between making love and fucking. I mean, I would never have used the term fucking up until about, I don't know, how long have I been on GWA? Or if I did, I would have meant it as a sort of quite a rough thing, quite a negative thing. But I'm not sure I've come to realise that there is more to this stuff than meets the eye initially. There's more to this sex stuff, isn't there, people? Making love is not a phrase I would use, but, you know, sex or whatever you want to call it can be incredibly loving. And, you know, rough sex can be incredibly loving. So I think it is a useful phrase for Hollywood and teachers and people who don't want to be too specific about things, but it's not a phrase that I think would be something I would use a lot. Certainly not about my own experiences. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? I don't know, pick a day, pick a mood, whichever really. Yeah, I like both. I guess, my moods just change. I cycle through different stuff. So I'm coming to recognise how I cycle through things. But yeah, there are times when rough sex is good. There are times when gentle sex is good. If I could only ever have one for the rest of my life, I would probably go for gentle, but yeah, that would be a shame to have to pick. If you're in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin whale noises so that you can reach climax, would you do it? No, because that clearly would not be the best sex of my life, would it? Because I'd be with someone who wanted me to make dolphin or whale noises. And yeah, bonus points in your audio if you attempt to make a whale or dolphin sound. No, I'm sorry, I've done a lot for you, GWA. You know, there are things I've put up on the internet, there are noises I've made, I have even sung, but I am not doing whale or dolphin noises. It turns out that is where my self-consciousness just won't let me go, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. No bonus points for me. What are the strangest, funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard said so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest curses or cussing fits too. I've heard some great answers to this one. I can't really think of that much. I know that San Lorenzo woman mentioned the ridiculous terms that people use for genitalia, especially when teaching kids. And oh my God, that really, really annoys me. You know, it's not a foo-foo, it's not a flower, it's a vagina, people. Let's tell the kids that, shall we? So yeah, that's just strange to me. I find that weird. I don't know what made me think of this, but one thing that has always stuck in my mind as being funny, and it won't be that funny to you guys because it's all about context and timing, isn't it? But my friend's dad likes to take the piss out of the fact that she loves Lord of the Rings, and he likes to make up silly names for the characters and act like he doesn't know what it's about, and he refers to Gollum as Dollop, and I don't know, it always makes me laugh. But as I say, it's the way he does it, but that always makes me smile. Okay. If you had to choose your greatest motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like. Just explain it. Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom. Well, I think at this time in my life, my biggest motivator is freedom. Definitely. You know, to feel free to do what you want to do, to feel free to enjoy what you want to enjoy, live your life the way you want to, be with who you want to be with, express yourself. Just, yeah, that is incredible, and good things come from that. And so that is something that I will continue to work towards and continue to chase and continue to enjoy. I would say that that has not always been the case in my life by a long shot, but yeah, I get that now. I would say freedom is a big motivator for me. And that's the last question. Thank you very much. And I hope you all have a really good day. Okay, bye.